The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Welcome back to the Sam LaPrade Show. Derek Fage here, host of Daytime Ottawa on Rogers TV, filling in. My apologies. I don't know what happened there. Got something caught in my throat. I think I'm better. We'll see how this next segment goes. Welcome to doing live radio. My goodness. I do have my water now, so hopefully that will help me out. My apologies to Dr. Zacharias there. Not the best way to finish a segment with a doctor, I guess. Or maybe it was. I don't know. Depends on how you look at it. We turn our attention to sports, and in particular, our Ottawa Senators, because, as you know, a lot of excitement around the fact that Ryan Reynolds was in attendance. He went on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to say he was interested in being part of a consortium, as Ryan would put it, of purchasing the Ottawa Senators. But there is an early favorite in sort of, I guess you could call it this battle to buy the NHL's Ottawa Senators. There's quite a bit of interest. Billionaire Michael Andlauer is the early favorite. And here to talk more about the Sens and really the business of the NHL in general, I'm joined by Rick Burton, professor in sports management at Syracuse University and co-author of Business, the NHL Way. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Good to be with you.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Rick, before we get into talking a little bit about Michael Andlauer, let's talk about really the business of the NHL. You know, I know there's a lot of excitement here in the city, but this really is a long process, isn't it?
It is, but I think you have to put the NHL into the perspective of being a relatively young business. It's just 104, 105 years old, and a lot has changed in the last 10 years, even if you think about how digital technology has really reshaped the business world. So this is going to take a little bit of time to find the right owner who's got the right amount of money, and obviously they're going to want this to be more or less an auction with, you know, multiple wealthy parties, cashed up parties, all putting their hands up saying, hey, we want this franchise because the future of the NHL looks really positive.
When it comes to, you know, obviously there's a few groups involved. How many groups do you think may approach this? I mean, how much interest do you think there is, Rick?
Well, what's interesting is that if you go back to just about the time that Commissioner Bettman took over the league, the annual revenues for the NHL were about $1 billion, and most of the teams were losing money.
Right.
This past year, the NHL went over the $5 billion mark for the second time. There was the drop-off because of the pandemic, and they should hit $6 billion by 2025. And the average franchise value is now $1 billion. So we're to a point right now where each NHL franchise is worth what the entire league used to be 30 years ago. And what's interesting to me is that I think that if you imagined you could pick up an NHL franchise for $800 million, that's going to sound cheap to a billionaire or to a consortium, as you were mentioning.
Right.
And I think they're going to believe that asset appreciation, that the value of the franchise is going to do nothing but go up in the next 10 years, and that someone could possibly double their value and be looking to, you know, sell this franchise 10 years from now for a couple of $1 billion.
What can you tell us about billionaire Michael Andlauer, Rick?
Well, I think he's been long established as part of the Montreal Canadiens organization, and he's been kind of an assistant governor. An assistant is the wrong word, but he has stood in to represent the Canadiens on board of governor meetings, and so he's well known to the most of, if not all, of the NHL owners, and someone that I think they're probably already pretty comfortable with.
And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, he's valued at over $1 billion, but that doesn't necessarily mean he has cash. But I'm sure, as you said, he does have, you know, the respect of the NHL. He has the contacts necessary. This is obviously what makes him a front runner here, doesn't it?
I think so. But there are a number of factors that'll be involved with selecting this new owner. One is the league and theoretically the sellers are going to need to do all kinds of due diligence. The league to make sure that the owner doesn't have any skeletons. The sellers right. to make sure that the money is going to be there and that there's not going to be suddenly an oops. I think the league also has got to do a due diligence that this person is going to fit with the agenda and the vision of the current owners going forward, which is to recognize that the NHL has got a lot more upside internationally and to look at what skills or what value the new owner can bring. So it's interesting talking about Ryan Reynolds because he may not have the same kind of money as Michael Andlauer, but he might bring an entertainment component or a content component that maybe Andlauer doesn't. And is that worth a trade-off that you would take maybe, I'm going to make up a number, $50 million less to be shared by all of the owners when the sale is dispersed, as opposed to is he going to bring contacts in Hollywood or in the entertainment industry that have a value?
Yeah, I mean, just the marketing alone, I guess, right, Rick, when it comes to someone like Ryan Reynolds, who just has that charismatic personality. He's got that quick wit, that sort of, I don't know if you could, sarcasm, but I think it's sort of a gentle kind of sarcasm. Imagine what he could do just, literally with a video camera in his own home, really just putting together little spots to market this team and advertise this team. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer on that end. But I was really intrigued to hear that you think that, they may be willing to take a little bit of less money to have somebody of that profile. And I guess the NHL, how close does Gary Bettman and I guess the rest of his associates, how close do they work with the seller in this kind of case, Rick?
Oh, I think they'll be very much involved because the committee and this is, it's not an expansion committee and it's not, it's not creating a new team, like putting a team in Quebec City,
right.
Which people will talk about soon enough. But the league has got to be certain that this new owner is going to be right for them. And so they will be very much involved with GSP, the sport partner group that the Melnyk family is using. And I think ultimately they're going to weigh in. Now, I think the family has the right to say, we appreciate your involvement and we recognize that you have an authority here. But we are obligated to make as much money for our family and for our trusts as we can. So the family interest is probably much more financial. The league, in particular Commissioner Bettman, is, protecting the integrity of the game and making sure that the new owner helps move the league forward.
Whenever the idea of a sale comes up, Rick, people, in that city obviously have a little bit of panic. When it comes to, keeping the team here, I know that the Ottawa Senators have said that's one of the conditions. But I've still heard from some fans that have some concern that the team could be relocated depending on who the new ownership group would be. How realistic is it that this team would move from Ottawa in, let's say in the first decade of new ownership?
Listen, let's not fan the flames and get the people who are nervous anyways more nervous. I think the league very much wants to keep its Canadian footprint.
Yeah.
Right now the league has 7 teams in Canada, and I don't think they want to see a defection. They know that hurts the image of the league overall throughout Canada. So my position is I think it stays in Ottawa. It's a great city. It's Canada's capital. It's a bit like being in Washington, D.C. and in the United States, that it allows the NHL as a league to really be involved politically with the future of the league because you're there where all of the decision makers and the power brokers work out of. So I don't see them moving the franchise at all.
Rick, really appreciate your time today and your perspective. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and go the Newfies, because I'm the son of Newfies, and so I got to give them a shout-out.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. That's Rick Burton, professor in sport management at Syracuse University and co-author of Business, the NHL Way. And I think, you know, just to end on that note with what Rick said about moving the team, you know, that the NHL does not like moving team. And you also have LeBreton Flats still in play here, and you have a city that is growing tremendously as well. So for those of you that have any concerns that it may relocate, I wouldn't be concerned at all. The chances of that are quite remote. This is Derek Fage filling in on the Sam LaPrad Show. You're watching on Rogers TV and listening on City News.
Sam LaPrad will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.